Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Randy.
I am Dak.
And this is Ryan.
And happy anniversary, boys.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
1 year, fellas.
It's been 1 year.
Gosh.
It's hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
You know what? I applaud all of us.
Yeah.
For consistency to get to a year. I mean, every week now. For a year, there's been a new episode of Escape to the Magic.
Yeah, we haven't missed a week, have we?
And that's pretty incredible, Considering all three of us have busy lives, things going on, and we make no money from doing this.
And the benefits aren't that great either.
Yes.
No health insurance.
No health insurance.
You know, shoot, man, I tried to get y'all to help me move a water heater, and we couldn't do that either. So, you know. But we got to get together, and it was a good time.
Yeah, we should have had a cake or something made for tonight.
Well,
something to celebrate, something we can snack on.
That would have been really smart.
Yeah. But we're guys, so we don't plan ahead.
We didn't plan that part. But that's what's so cool about this, right? A year in, one of the best things I think we could do to celebrate a year. You know, sometimes TV shows, when they have like kind of an anniversary episode, they hit a milestone, they go back and they show you like some of their favorite clips or favorite scenes and stuff like that. This week, we're going to share with you our favorite Disney memories. Just a few.
Yeah, just a few. Because if we shared all of our Disney memories,
we don't have time for
that. 5 hour long episode.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
Nope. Well, looking at you, Dak. You got a memory you want to share with us?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. And this may sound like a cop-out at first, but this is really like my moment, my Disney moment is... I'm looking back at some pictures. Our first trip out there was 2014. We went the first week of December in 2014. But the important thing is that my wife was planning this, and I had a niece that was getting married, and there was just a lot of conflict going on as far as us being able to actually go on this trip. And my wife finally got to the point where she said, look, our girls are at this certain age. They're going to, you know, stop being enamored by princesses, and they're going to grow out of this. And so we're going. And if you want to go to the wedding and then join us later, you can do that. I ended up going with them at the same time. But the point is that, you know, the whole time I was having like spending fatigue, and just like the first day, and I'm like, I can't believe how much this costs, and this is incredible. Why are we doing this? And I was just fighting it the whole way through, fighting it. And we get there, and I can remember the exact moment. We were standing on Main Street, and it was during one of the parades, and, you know, the floats are coming down, and all the princesses are there, and my girls are looking at these princesses like they are the real deal. Like, they are just so, their eyes are like sparkling like Christmas morning. And I remember turning to my wife, and I'm like, we got to come back here. And we were like day two of a 6 day trip. And I was like hook, line, and sinker. Like, that was, I caught the Disney bug, and it was over. Like, I'm like, this is the greatest place ever. I've never had that type of an experience where I just fell so in love with everything about it. I was just, and then from that moment on, it's just been this upward climb of loving it more and more and more, and wanting to continue to go back. So that's why that's such a powerful memory for me, is because that's when I was like, really, like, dude, I'm all in. I pushed all my Disney chips to the middle of the table.
And haven't cashed them out. They're still sitting there.
I'm still just throwing more chips in. I'll just keep anteing up because I love it. Like, I just can't get enough of it. And so that was a really, you know, watershed moment for me where I was like, dude, this is the greatest place ever.
Mm. Well, I'll play, I've heard that story before. That's a great story. I'll play a little sentimental card here. So Disney World, I think we started going maybe 2013, you know, pretty consistently, but I think just right off the bat, I think one of the greatest things that I can appreciate about Disney World is what it has done with my family and the friendships and the, you know, we've been able to reinforce family relationships, with cousins, with siblings, on both sides of my family and of my wife, Holly's family. We have made Central Florida a meeting point for the past decade. Who's going to Florida? Oh, we're going to Florida. We'll meet you out there. And it may be 1 or 2 days at Disney. It may be 1 or 2 days at Universal. But the central theme is we are going to go to Florida. And it all started because of this like just desire to go to Disney. And once, like to your point, Deck, once we started going to Disney, it was, I'm never going to stop coming to Disney because this place is so magical. Just the memories that we have there. So I think with the friendships with you guys, your families, and, you know, I mean, we wouldn't be doing this podcast if we hadn't, you know, kept going to Disney after, you know, after those first couple of trips. So I just think, you know, people ask me, what is it about Disney that you love so much? I'm like, you know what? Besides the actual park itself and besides the history, besides the fun that we have, I can honestly say it has strengthened and grown my relationships with family and friends. And that's something that I can never, ever, ever, we'll never take for granted that that's what Disney has done for us.
No, I love that. I think that's one of the things that unites all three of us as we've been able to put this show together are these types of experiences, these sorts of memories. You know, I've talked about many times how, you know, I grew up going to Disneyland. I mean, I was born in Burbank, California, the home of the Walt Disney. It's Disney's in my blood, right? And I think that's really cool. But my wife and I, we took a little bit late honeymoon to Disneyland after we were married. We got married over basically the Christmas break, and then school started back up, and so we were able to go after the next semester. And we went out, and she got to meet some of my family for the first time that was out in California as we did that. Then as a family ourselves, the one and only time we drove as a family was our first time. And, you know, everyone was, they're all still pretty young, and, you know, money was, you know, it was tight. And, you know, we were trying to be economical. So we drove out to Orlando. We met my parents out there, and, you know, we had a great time. Honestly, we had a great time. Sometimes when you meet up with other family members, it doesn't always go the way you'd hope it would. But we had a great time. And I remember as we were coming home from that trip, driving back, I still remember getting in our van. We had a Honda Odyssey. It was black. I mean, I remember in my mind very clearly getting on the highway to drive home and just the sense of loss you feel a little bit, like, oh man, we're going back. And immediately in that car ride, we were already starting to talk about how we were going to get back. And this was before, you know, the whole family had kind of become a Disney family. You know, this was our son's first experience. And it was just really, really a special thing. But it was something that united all of us. You know, there were magical moments for everybody throughout that trip, enough that we were all so excited about being able to go back. And so, you know, we weren't able to go back right away, but we had to save and get ready and put ourselves in a position. And a couple of years later, we were there. And we haven't missed a year since, right? In fact, we haven't missed multiple times in a year since that point. But it was just really cool to get that kicked off and to kind of start some new traditions with it about also going in different ways.
Yeah, no, for sure. I would say, the next big memory for me was actually, again, kind of a moment out of what I pictured in my mind going into it of not tragedy, but just like, should I really be doing this? And that was back, I think it was 17 or 18. I'm not sure off the top of my head. But anyways, a hurricane had hit Houston and where we live, and it was a big hurricane. There was a lot of people that were caught on the freeway. It was just a really rough experience for the city in general, and for not directly for our family, but just you could see the impact of it. And then our trip was scheduled for the following week. And so anybody who's lived through a hurricane knows that it's more, way more than a week of cleanup and getting life back to normal. And so I felt horrible because, again, the world of Houston was in shambles, feeling the fallout of this hurricane. And here I am going to have fun and going to Disney. Well, as history would soon show, there was another hurricane following this one, and its path was going to come right into Orlando. So now, complicate the I'm leaving one hurricane zone and I'm heading into another hurricane zone, and we know for a fact that it's going to come across Orlando's path and across Disney World. Well, having seen what happened here, I actually moved up my flights to get to Florida sooner, which I know for a lot of people, they're like, are you crazy? Why didn't you just cancel your trip at that point? But I just had a feeling that this was going to be okay. We would be all right at Disney. And nothing could be more true. That is still, to this day, one of the most favorite trips I've ever had going to Disney. It was just me and my two youngest daughters. We went, we stayed at the Art of Animation. Those hotels are like bunkers, so we were totally safe the whole time. And going out on the, on the streets, in the parks, it was empty for good reason, right? A lot of people just decided, we're out, like, we're not going to deal with this. And so we went, one of my favorite memories is we were in the Crystal Palace there in Magic Kingdom. There was literally us and one other family in the restaurant. Tigger came out dancing with my daughters, playing with them. They were, probably bored to tears because there was no one else in the restaurant to be able to talk to or engage with. And so Tigger just spent so much time with my girls. They were dancing and playing around the restaurant, and it was just an amazing experience that I will never get again. We will never have that experience again. And so it was just, again, one of those core memories of just being able to experience the parks literally empty. Imagine walking out on Main Street and seeing three people. And it's not like 1:30 in the morning because you're the last person out of the park. It's 1:30 in the afternoon and there's just no one around. No one. And so I think we rode Barnstormer 17 times in a row. My girls were that age. And so it was just everything about the trip was wonderful. And so I'll never forget that memory. It was a great, great memory.
I want to follow with your disaster story a little bit with a little bit of my own, right? Because when you talk about imagine walking down Main Street and there's nobody there, I've done that. One of the most fun trips that we ever had was a unique one. We went the week after Disney reopened from COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. It'd been closed for a long time at this point, and they had just reopened. And I remember leading all up to this. I was watching, Orange County, Florida news for weeks and weeks as they would have their press conferences to talk about the reopening plans for the theme parks and how they would do it. You know, they had a lot of restrictions and stuff in place. But, some of the things that I remember, we stayed at the Grand Floridian for this particular trip over in the DVC wings. And I remember, I think maybe there was one other person in our building.
Wow.
Yeah, we got out of our Ubers and we got to the hotel and there were so many people there to greet us and take care of us. It was a little overwhelming, actually. And I thought of a lot of things. I felt a lot of things. It may have been one of those trips where I was probably overly generous the entire time when it came to tipping, because I just thought about these cast members who, they'd been out of work for months, basically. Mm. If you've been following it, you knew that a lot of them belonged to different unions and those negotiations were kind of hairy and how it was going to go. And I just, I'm sitting there thinking, man, they're in the hospitality industry and there's no one to be hospitable to.
Yeah.
And we were there. It was so cool. We were there at the same time that the NBA was hosting their bubble.
Oh, that's right.
Right. And so some of the teams were staying at the Grand Floridian and they had to keep us separate. And there were these gates that basically separated it off. I've got a picture of like the NBA barbershop where they set up a little, like spot for the players to go get their haircuts and everything. It was just so unique. And then you get into the parks and no joke, nobody, just nobody. I've got pictures at 12 noon, bright sun. There's nobody in sight, right? Walking through Adventureland and Frontierland. And, you know, there were some restrictions. Not everything was open, similar to your thing, right? There were some things that had to be closed. There weren't a lot of cast members there. Not all the shops were there. Not all the food was there. But as a family, despite wearing masks in the stifling July heat of Florida's, you know, the peak of it, really, right? We just had an amazing time. Yeah. I wouldn't trade that for anything. It was so cool. And I was just so grateful to be there because for us now, this is 2020, right? Remember, we started going in 2015. So this is 2020. We'd made this a thing for us. And this was our thing as a family to be able to do that and be there together. And you'll never have a more unique experience than that. Unless you're there during a hurricane, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just a weird set of circumstances that led up to it, but I totally get what you're saying. It's just, it's such a unique experience within a theme park to be completely alone, mm-hmm. right? And to hear things, that was one of the things that I had never noticed before, is just you hear so much more, like whether it's the loop music, which I know you can hear the loop music as well, but... And the things you don't hear, like that hum and that buzz of just crowds and people and things going on. It's a very unique experience. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's hard to ever not top that memory.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you bring up the COVID because we did, you know, COVID was such a crazy time in our country just for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And we were definitely saddened when they shut the parks down for obvious reasons and for the cast members and for those performers that... were furloughed, and it was that Christmas of that year. So Christmas of 2019, my wife and my oldest daughter had made a trip earlier that year, a mommy daughter trip. So I have two younger daughters, Morgan and Riley, and we surprised them at Christmas time with we gave them like luggage tags, like Minnie Mouse luggage tags. We went to Etsy and printed off like a fake ticket, and we gave that to him as a gift that Christmas, and you know, so we ended up going to Disney. We stayed at the Pop Century for like $80 a night. Jeez. I mean, it was COVID pricing for hotels was insane. They were just trying to get people to the parks, right? $80 a night, I think it was, and we were still annual pass holders at that time, so we got even more discounts. Anyway, it was just me and Morgan and Riley. And it was nice and chilly. So wearing a mask, yeah, I was a little frustrated at times, but because it was chilly, it wasn't like it was so unbearable we couldn't breathe. And I just remember that time just being, the parks were fairly empty. It was post-Christmas. COVID was still, you know, hanging around. People weren't really traveling that much. And, you know, went to Viennapoli, you know, got us a large pepperoni pizza, just the three of us. And I think we did a four park trip. I just remember that just being just really, really fun to kind of bond with my youngest two girls. We've had so many trips there, all of us. But I think that particular trip, because it was a COVID trip, it was a surprise to them. The crowds were low, the weather was fantastic, stayed on property, you know, just had a lot of fun, and just came away just with a ton of appreciation for what Disney does, for how they do things, for the magic they create, and you know, the fact that I was able to spend, you know, 4 or 5 days there just chilling with my two youngest. Was just one of those, like you said, Dad, one of those core memories that you'll never forget.
Yeah, for sure. I think my last one, so I'll just share one last one, and that it's more general. And what I would say is that one of my lasting memories of Disney is that it creates opportunities for one-on-one relationships with, you know, people, right? specifically with my family. I've gone to Disney, you know, I mentioned just a minute ago, went with my two girls, but I've also gone with our oldest daughter one-on-one, my wife on a date, you know, night sort of thing, one-on-one. You know, even on our guys' trips where we're going in big groups with you know, anywhere from just the two of us or the three of us going to, you know, last time 10 of us or however many guys there were. My point is that there's so many different times and opportunities when I've been on different Disney trips where you just get special moments to be one-on-one with a son or a daughter or a spouse or a friend, and you get to build a relationship and a friendship with them, whether it's through experiencing a ride together or just being able to have a conversation that, you know, sadly, it doesn't seem like it may not take place in our normal day-to-day busyness that we go through. And it just, it's that escape where we can switch that off button to the world and everything else that's going on out there and all the craziness and, you know, economics and politics and everything else in our world that is just out there, and we get to shut off all that noise and have a moment and where we carve out in time this one-on-one opportunities that we get to have with our children and with our wives and with our friends. And it's just, again, I know you can do that almost anywhere, but for whatever reason, some of my best memories of those one-on-one experiences have happened at Disney. And it just fosters a good environment for that to take place, I guess. And so that would be my last memory is just, or one of my lasting memories is just having that one-on-one time with people. People, yeah. I love, right?
You know, and I think to that point is because you are in a place and you have essentially removed yourself from the outside world.
Yeah.
And you're able to focus and concentrate on those conversations, on those feelings, on those things that matter. Yeah, and you don't fully forget bills that have to be paid back home, but you're in this little Disney bubble, and it's magical, and it kind of sets the tone for having those types of interactions.
For sure. I mean, yeah, that's a great way of saying it. Once you step inside that bubble, if you allow it, that's the thing, is if you allow it to happen, you can shut off the world and just enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that you don't have meltdowns and you don't have chaos and you don't have moments in the store where, you know, you want to like, what are we doing here? Like, like, why did we do this? This is not a vacation right now in this moment. But there are other opportunities where you get that one-on-one time and it's just special. That's the only word I can think of, is it's just special to be able to have those relationships and build them.
I would echo that completely. I think, you know, each of us, we've all been able to have those kind of special trips with individual people. You know, the very first, I'll be a little general too, but, you know, the very first guys trip we had, it was just me and you, Dak. Ryan, we wanted to come, but instead he had planned that trip that he had just talked about with his daughters. Right. Oh, so we went. It was November 5th of 2020. We stayed at the Coronado Springs in the Grand Destino Tower, which was my first time there. It was a fantastic hotel, right?
Yeah, I love that hotel.
Great place. The TV said, welcome Van Orden and Mackay party, right? So, you know, we were... We got a lot of looks from people, all right? Yeah, you know, we shared a room. Not a bed, just a room, okay? But we had a great time. You know, we're still in the height of the COVID stuff when we were there. So a lot of the stuff was still limited. I remember we had a really hard time trying to find food options at the hotel itself because there just wasn't much open. And interestingly enough, I had a trip planned for just a month later with my two oldest boys, and we stayed there also at Coronado Springs. But, you know, I think about our guys' trips and some of the amazing things we've been able to do. That was an awesome time. You know, we were at a different place in our lives for a lot of reasons, you know, both of us working in different places at the time. The economy was in a very different place at the time than where we are now. I remember that first guys trip that we all had when Rise of the Resistance opened.
Oh,
I mean, you guys remember that when all of a sudden all of a sudden we were there at 4 a.m. waiting outside Hollywood Studios, and then they let you in and we got to go do it. Like, man, it was just kind of a magical thing that, you know, sometimes you have to assemble the right groups to be able to have the right kind of experiences. Yeah. That would have been really hard, I think, to do on my family at the time because of how young some of our kids were.
Yeah, sure.
But that was really cool. And then I think about, you know, the first time just my wife and I went, you know, that was an amazing trip. We went out there. We were suckered into staying at a timeshare, you know, so it was kind of a free trip for us. And the prize for our trip was actually tickets to the park.
Oh, nice.
So we did that. And then we went to a Christmas party. That was my very first Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And I just, you know, it was just the two of us as adults, and it was really cool, really kind of special. The things you're able to do when we talk about escaping to the magic, that's really what it is. You
yeah.
know, we're finding those ways to get away from your ordinary activities, from the things that kind of keep you up at night. And man, you go and you have such a good time. Nothing keeps me up at night after a Disney day, right? I hit the pillow and I'm out hard.
Oh, yeah.
And I wake up the next morning just feeling good about what's to come. You know, my body might be a little achy, right? Because we'll put in some work, but man, you just feel so good about being there. And I think that it's hard to replicate that without the people being there with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I've heard of people taking solo trips, and I know that that would have some fun aspects to it, but there's something special about having family and friends and people you love there on the trip with you to experience it with you, for sure.
Well, I guess I'll share one last memory, and it's kind of, again, kind of a generalization, but I guess we can kind of close it up with this. I remember my father-in-law once asked my father-in-law, you know, what was the most fun stage of your kids, like what ages were they when you enjoyed them the most, kind of a thing. And his answer, I've never forgotten his answer. And his answer was, their current stage is my most favorite stage. Whatever age they're at now is my most favorite age. And I think to experience Disney with the family, with friends, and but with my girls especially, I think I was looking through some of the pictures from 2014 and 2015 when they were little, and meeting Minnie and meeting Cinderella and Tiana and just the princesses and them hugging the princesses, and you know, those were some really precious moments that we got to experience with them. And then as they've gotten older, we go back to Disney and we experience Disney differently with them. And they experienced it differently now. Do they want to go get in line to hug the princess? No, not anymore. They've kind of done that. But I haven't forgotten those times back in the day. And I think when we go in nowadays, it's still just as fun. Like, it's just a different kind of a fun. It's just different stages of life, and we experience things differently. And I think, you know, Randy, you mentioned it. We escape to the magic, and we all do it a little differently. And but I think the theme, I think the ultimate goal is the same: is you're building these memories, you're building these relationships, you're building these with family and with friends, and that you really, I mean, when you're locked away in a hotel room with one another, in the most magical place on earth, it's like there's usually not a lot of arguing going on. Maybe some temper tantrums here and there, but for the most part, hey, we're at Disney. Why are we fighting? There's no need to fight. So anyway, I've really enjoyed this, listening to you guys share some stories and share your thoughts. And you know, I just people ask us all the time, why do you guys go to Disney so much? Why do you guys have a freaking podcast? I was like, well, I think you're hearing it. Like, we could have a 5-hour long episode right now, just sharing stories and memories about all the things that we have done over the past decade with each other and with our family and other friends. And, that's just why we do it.
Yeah. So, thanks for sharing that, guys. It was fun walking down some of the memory lane there.
Yeah.
So if you've listened to our show, one of the things we like to end our shows with or close out our show with is called a magical scenario. But I wanted to put a little bit of a special twist on it today. just because it's our anniversary and we've been talking about some of our memories. And so I thought, and we kind of talked about this, or I asked this question in the beginning as we were doing our pre-show. And the question is this: I know I'm at Disney when, and then dot, 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 fill in the blank. So to give you an idea, I know I'm at Disney when I land at the airport, right? Or if I drive through the big, you know, Welcome to Disney World sign as I drive underneath that, or the moment I check into my hotel, I know I'm at Disney because the TV's on and it says your name and, you know, Welcome to Disney World, and it's got that, you know, resort TV loop going on and all of those wonderful things. So that's my question to you guys. I know I'm at Disney when this.
You know, mine has changed a little bit over the years thanks to technology. Used to be, I know I'm at Disney when the airplane takes off from Houston, right? The second we are off the ground and in the air, I'm there. My wife will tell you that for me, going through the airport is always a little bit of a stressful thing because I worry a little bit about going through security. Not that I should have anything to worry about, but, you know, maybe I read too many stories and stuff like that. I just want to get through it and be good. I want the plane to be on time. I want us to leave. So I used to always say, hey, I know I'm at Disney when the plane is in the air, because the next time I touch down, I'm going to be in my other home state, Florida.
Right. Right.
But technology has helped us change a little bit now. Now, I know I'm at Disney when I can log on to the app and buy my Genie Plus for the day.
Okay.
And I can now do that from home before I get on my 5 a.m. flight. And I do that. And so it's before the airplane takes off. I know I'm at Disney the second I do that, because all of a sudden my mind's already going. And y'all know me. I am a Genie Plus master. I am on top of it. And so I'm thinking the whole time, what's the strategy? What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? How are we going to do it? And that puts me in Disney mode.
No, I totally agree, because I think, you know, I think one of the great things that Disney allows people to do is that pre-planning, whether it's advanced dining reservations or now with the multi-pass, right, that they're introducing back now again, where you can, you know, make your selections in advance. I think that builds that anticipation, and it really ramps up, like, okay, we're going, like, this is getting real. Yep. I love this. Like, that's a fun part of the trip. Yep. How about you, Ryan? I know you're new. You know you're at Disney when?
I've got several stages of this.
Yeah.
And I guess we haven't talked about this a whole lot on the podcast, but we used to own a little vacation rental there in Kissimmee. The house was 5 minutes away from the parks, and so we used to drive a lot to Florida. And from Houston, it's a long day trip. We could leave at 6 o'clock in the morning and roll in about 9 o'clock at night. So at several stages along the way, so when you cross from the Alabama into Florida, the state of Florida has put this beautiful Welcome to Florida sign. It lights up at night.
It's huge.
It's huge. I've never seen another Welcome to a State sign like this one.
Yeah.
And that's one of the places that I felt like I'm at Disney when I cross into Florida and see this Welcome to Florida sign. Arriving to our house when we had it and opening the front door and getting that whiff. My wife used these plugins that she only had the scent for that house. She won't buy the scent for our house here in Texas. She had a very special scent for the Florida house. And so smelling that was, I'm home, I'm at Disney. And we still have family that has property there. So we will go there, and when we walk into their house, it's the same thing. I'm home, I'm at Disney. But I think the park itself is when, I feel like when I'm on the monorail and I see the castle. When I see the castle and then get off the monorail, that's kind of that last stop of, okay, this is actually real. I'm walking into my favorite place. And of course, walking on the Pirates of the Caribbean is like, oh, gotta do that. One of the first attractions we do. So lots of different ways I feel at home
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm definitely several different stages. I love walking in. This is why I used it as an example. I love walking into that hotel room, the Disney hotel room, seeing your name on the TV, and just every Disney hotel has a unique smell, kind of like what you were mentioning about your Florida home. And so, but for me personally, I would say I know I'm at Disney when it's when I've gone through the turnstiles, I've gone underneath the tunnel of the train station, and I kind of round the corner, and you haven't seen it just quite yet, but as you come around the corner and you see the castle, I don't know, I just every time, it's just so exciting to me and so magical to me. It's weird. I mean, here I am, a 48-year-old guy, you know, but it just, every time it gets me right in the feels, and I'm just like, man, I love being here. It's like this exhale of like emotion.
Sorry.
And just like, okay, we're here. We're on vacation.
There's never a time that you don't see the castle. You're like, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
every single time you're like, there it is. There it is. Right? Like, you've seen it a million times, yeah. But
you're walking from Big Thunder to Tron again. Yeah, and you're like, there it is.
Right.
Yeah. I just, again, that is my, I know I'm at Disney when I see the castle and just love happily ever after that it's on the castle and just everything about it. It's just that.
I love that you mentioned sounds too, because this is one of the sounds.
Please stand clear of the doors. That's an absolute welcome to Disney moment. Yeah, for sure. Well, guys, great show. It's been really fun sharing some of these memories and thoughts, and enjoyed spending this time with you guys. I just, again, love going to Disney with you whenever we get the chance to go on our guys' trips. And so, and always love, sometimes it's a challenge to line up our schedules for the podcast and the show, but love when we get to talk Disney. So thank you both.
Absolutely.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Later.